It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Unmanned aerial vehicles, or drones, are being used more and more by the U.S. military overseas. The planes, flown with no human pilot on board, appear to be headed for more widespread use domestically as well. There may be a problem, however. Todd Humphreys teaches aeronautical engineering at the University of Texas. He and his students were able to hack into a drone and take control of it using a technique called spoofing.
We built a device here in our laboratory, and it receives GPS signals and then generates false ones that are perfectly aligned with the regular ones, the real ones, and sends them shooting off toward a drone that's flying in midair. And the drone pulls in the authentic signals and the false signals, but pretty soon the false ones are more powerful, and they begin to have the greater influence on the drone's stated location.
Now, Todd isn't about to get arrested for doing this. It was all carefully planned.
This was a drone owned by the University of Texas. It's a civilian drone. It's not a government drone. But it's sophisticated in the sense that it has the same sort of avionics package and sensors that the much larger drones have. And we did a first test here on campus. In fact, they moved football practice so that we could get the stadium, and that's saying something.
Big deal in Texas.
That's right. University football here is a big deal. So
yeah.
They gave us the stadium. We did an attack there just as a dress rehearsal for the next week when we were invited by the Department of Homeland Security down to White Sands to carry out the attack under their noses.
Why did the Department of Homeland Security want you to do this?
You know, they're looking forward to 2015 when the FAA is supposed to have drawn up rules to invite unmanned aerial vehicles into our national airspace. We're going to have civilian drones in our airspace. And, of course, they're concerned about the security of that premise. And so they'd like to look into any kind of vulnerabilities. This is definitely a vulnerability, so they'd like to patch this before 2015 comes around.
Humphreys is an aeronautical engineering professor, but he says you don't need to have his resume in order to pull something like this off.
There's a new paradigm in radio equipment nowadays. It's called software-defined radio, and it means that somebody who's just good at programming can end up being an expert in radio, too. And the device that we have created is a software-defined device. So we just code things up in software and stuff it in our device. And on one day, it can be a regular GPS receiver. On the next day, it can be a spoofer. And I believe that that's a game changer. It means that people without deep technical expertise in radio could potentially gin up a device like ours.
Todd Humphreys at the University of Texas. Yeehaw! It's the
Robot Roundup.
What's new with our mechanical pals?
Robots
are beating humans at rock, paper, scissors. Or should I say,
robots
are cheaters. A robot at the University of Tokyo plays against humans and has a built-in camera. It reads what the human's about to throw down and responds accordingly. Sounds like this. Paper beats rock, robot beats human. Human can deactivate robot, though.
Robots
can tell you the specials. A restaurant in China has robots greeting diners, taking orders, and bringing out food. The robot reportedly has the intelligence of a 4-year-old, although I question how effective the average preschooler would be in getting an order straight. And
robots
are working retail. Carnegie Mellon University has built AndyBot for use in stores. Armed with a Kinect sensor and imaging software, it can restock items while showing you a map of where everything is in the store. Still working on getting the robot to take a smoke break by the loading dock, though. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.